Welcome to the Penny Mart House. Welcome back after what's been quite an extended break.
Plateau. But,
somebody had the shits for 2 weeks.
Shitting through the eye of a needle.
Highly unfair. I think if you reference the photograph that I shared, there is definitely a case of a bad stomach there. But anyway, it's all dried up now.
Good.
Yeah, I've blotted it. Blotted it up with some kitchen towels.
3 eggs a day.
So, I'm back. Back and ready.
Back and bung.
Ready to talk about Peter Sutcliffe a little bit more.
Peter's back. Back again. We are for episode number 2 of Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper.
Yeah, so we've talked about his dysfunctional... Well, not dysfunctional, really, was it? His childhood. It was a bit weird, but it wasn't too bad, not compared with some of them.
Dad was a bit of a cunt.
It's not like walking in the kitchen to see your dead granddad after he's been away at sea.
True.
Happened with Dennis.
So where did... Oh, he floppy-socked, he hit someone with a...
He failed in his first vicious attack.
Failed to attack someone by attacking them with a limp sock.
Usually you get beginner's luck, don't you? But he failed. But practice makes perfect.
His sock split.
And so he kept going and he got a lot of practice.
We talked about our son, yeah?
Son.
Our son. Where was she from?
Ukraine, wasn't it?
No, somewhere else. Somewhere in the Balkan state.
I think it was like, it was definitely Eastern Europe.
Was she not Czech?
Czech?
Yes, she was. She was neither of our predictions.
I've been out with a Czech mate. Terrible. So, yeah.
And we've established that Peter's kind of hatred of women is developing. We think a lot of it's probably through Sonia. Because she's a right bloody nagging twat.
Well, his dad is a... complete bastard towards women.
Yeah, so he picks that up from his dad. And I think I've got a few bits on Sonia here. Like, just to get perspective of how much of a fucking nag she was.
Are you going
to
get us in the mood?
I am,
for some
I'm
going to
get
bashing.
You in the mood. Apparently,
we're all going to be going out twatting women after this.
Apparently, to see him in the pub together, after they got wed, they were wed in 74. Close to the first time that he starts getting a bit angry. To see him in the pub together was seen as a special event.
Oh.
Because she'd often sit in the car while Peter went in for a pint with a family member, often his brother-in-law.
That's an ideal woman.
Well, but then if she felt she'd been too long, she'd come in the pub and say, Peter!
Get it!
Come on! Peter! I think he heard that noise a lot.
Yeah.
Peter!
Oh, she doesn't sound very Czech.
Peter!
Yes.
Peter.
That's Transylvania.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So she'd come and get... Peter's younger brother, Carl, used to visit regularly at the weekends.
Yeah.
And he's quoted at saying that it was rare. If there wasn't an atmosphere.
Oh, and Carl's quite a nice...
Carl's sound, isn't he?
Yeah, nice man. You know, Carl is quite like a laid-back sort of nice fella. It's not like...
He looks up to Peter, doesn't he?
It's not like, like maybe the atmosphere would be because, like, you went round to visit and you were a twat and that had created an atmosphere.
Yeah, but he's quite...
Even think the atmosphere is blamed on him because he was all right.
Well, within the house, after the marriage, it was said to be fucking freezing all the time. She refused to put the heating on.
What a woman. What a woman.
Well, that's a woman of your art, because you...
Every
other
woman...
He goes off the hook if you leave the fridge open for 2 minutes.
Every other woman has the heating on. Well, it's cold.
She hated the TV being on. When it was allowed on, it would be very low and you had to strain to listen to the TV. And if it was on... If she asked for it to be turned off and they managed to watch it for another 10-15 minutes, maybe try and get end at matching, she'd come over and she'd unplug it at the mains.
Oh, my God. She sounds like a complete tyrant. How miserable must the household be? Bloody freezing your bollocks off with your ear right next to speakers.
Is it because she's from a mystical land far away?
Well,
and yeah, she doesn't understand tellies and she thinks they're like black magic.
One, and then I think this hatred... the family really get into the hating Sonia one Christmas.
Hate Sonia.
They all come round for Christmas dinner, but they all sit in the living room apparently and the heating's not on. And it's fucking freezing. And they've got a gas fire, and after like 20 minutes, half an hour of I think Peter's mum sat with a coat on and a blanket over her shivering. And they finally managed to get the gas fire on. And it's on for about 15 minutes before mysteriously it goes off again. And they try getting it back on, but they can't. And the theory is that Sonia has been out and turned it off at the mains.
What?
She's a fucking witch.
She's hardy. It's very cold in Czechoslovakia, well, so she's hardy.
Probably used to peddling a bite to put her
all that, hardy. She's a hardy woman.
All that goulash.
I know, yeah. Send makes her nerves go through the roof.
Apparently behind closed doors, everybody saw her a bit shy, but behind closed doors, you're a right bitch.
Yeah.
You just give Peter a bollocking.
And she didn't give him any good sex, did she?
No, we mentioned, didn't we? Yeah, the towel on the bed. Don't want any stains. Get it over with as quickly as possible.
Wonder what made her happy in life.
So it's not, he's not getting much happiness in the way of the women, is he?
And then, sitting in a dark room.
Yeah. Oh, she was very sensitive about the smell of Peter's socks as well. And she'd give him a right bollocking if they stunk. And he had to wash his own clothes in the sink because she wouldn't wash them for him.
What? Yeah. I just thought...
So she's a fucking mentalist.
She sounds crazy.
She is. She's off her fucking head. I'm not surprised he started...
bashing women. Well,
why didn't he bash her in?
Well, there you go.
A bit too close to home.
I was going to say, she washed his clothes, but she didn't.
No.
She didn't do much.
The Bielsa play if he wore his boots in the house, apparently.
Jesus.
So, no, I mean, what are you doing, Peter, lad? What are you doing? There's other ways you can take your anger out. You know, just leave her. File for divorce, lad.
I know, but you were thinking, weren't you? We're no good with women, because Sonia were his first...
He was a bit socially inept, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And I think, his first love... He probably thought, oh, struck Goldie, sort of.
Yeah.
Even
it's
though
a real person.
Yeah, it's a human being.
Result.
So before he was obsessed with his mum, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And there was an incident. Again, I think you've got these two factors coming together, that he's met this woman, finally, and he fucking hates her, but then he loved his mum, and then just before the marriage...
69, oh, was it 1969? Yeah. And what happened was, Peter's dad, John, found out that his wife was having an affair with a local bobby.
Shagging about. Mind you, he
can't really blame.
He's at it all the time, but the woman...
When the boot's on the other foot, that's when
she had a shit life otherwise, didn't she?
Because he were giving her a slap.
She got beat up a lot. So then she's thought on her feet here, right, I'm going to have an affair. I'm not going to have it with some sort of like weakling. I'll have it with a local copper.
Local bobby.
Bit of protection.
Yeah.
PC penis.
But like they're seen as like...
up the alley.
Look at my trunk. Grab a hold of it. It'll keep you safe.
So Peter's dad found out about it and decided to take drastic action.
Yes.
Because he didn't confront her. He found out that she was going to a hotel room to meet her lover.
To a hotel room. So they go to this hotel.
So he takes the kids.
He takes them for a family
outing. Where are we going, Dad? Where are we going?
Dad's never took us out before.
Bloody hell, hotel? We're having a sleepover.
Yeah, so they end up to wangle it, so they end up in the hotel room.
Yeah,
where
I think
he
manages to persuade the...
Where the Bobby and his wife are having it off. And he finds like a bag of sexy negligee on the bed, which I assume is Peter's mum's. So then... when they're all waiting with bated breath for her entrance.
All the kids sat on
their
head.
Yeah. Can you imagine you're going for a bit of rumpy pumpy with local Bobby?
That'd be a fucking mood killer.
Dad, this is the worst day out ever. We've been sat on a bed for 8 hours.
We're sat on a bed
all
for
kids,
8 hours.
All
just
kids sat
on
bed.
Shut up.
But apparently, fucking, when she comes in, he like... gives her a right dressing
gown.
Yeah,
and like, and I think Peter obviously sees this and he thinks that's what, like, he obviously idolised her.
Yeah.
And now he's seen her having an affair not only with another man but a policeman that they saw as like the lowest of the low.
She's a harlot.
Yes.
She's just like the rest of them.
She's a dirty slut.
you know, that's the theories behind his actions towards
malevolence,
women. Yeah.
His mentalness,
and that's when we get into his violent streak.
Yeah,
starts to
he doesn't seem to like kick it off with murdering straight away. It's like he warms himself up by like twatting people first.
Well, he just, I think,
and attacking people, namely women.
He just wants to go for it, doesn't he? But then he has a bit of bad luck.
He holds back a bit, doesn't he?
He keeps getting disturbed.
So we're into the first murder, which is...
not the first murder.
The first attack. Rewind. 4th of July, 1975, in Keighley.
Yeah, so...
we're at Keighley. Is that close to his...
Yeah, that's
I think that's Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
It's in Yorkshire. Yeah, and he has three encounters with the wonderful Anna Rogalski.
That's another Eastern European.
Yeah, I think he likes them looking like horses.
We all know about these big pubic patches.
I wonder if she puts towels down as well.
Oh, no.
I'd like to think not.
So what's he doing? Is he just like loitering?
I think he's watching her.
Yeah, well, I do, but
has
I think...
seen her in a cafe, has he, before?
Yeah, like, first encounter...
He doesn't know her, does he?
No, I think he's been watching her, but I think
they have spoke before. He's obviously taken a fancy to her. So what is it? July the 5th, 1975. And she's 36, isn't she?
Yeah. And let's just consult, what is his age? Is he 36 as well? 46,
14. Yeah. And they so 1975, that's nearly 6 years after the...
After the floppy sock incident.
Yeah.
So he's pent up, he's anger.
He's too quiet. Yeah. Although, in... the years after, between 1960, whenever it was, 9, and 1975, there are a number of reports to police of attacks on women by a bearded, tightly wove afro.
This is
white man with a pencil line beard.
Yeah.
There's actually a good quotation from our Anna, and she says the first encounter, he approached her in the street and chased her. And he said a man with a spongy beard who wanted to take a man with a spongy beard approached me and wanted to take me home for a cup of tea. That, my friend, strikes me as very odd. It certainly won't get me into bed.
Yeah.
But saying that this is his first, he definitely attempts to kill her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
She's supposed to be a bit of a looker, isn't she? I mean, she's a divorcee.
She looks alright.
Like, there's a few encounters, I think, as well.
Well, apparently...
makes you think that he's going to kill.
Yeah.
I think, because there's another encounter shortly after that in a coffee bar, and he like, she's with her friends, but, like, she turns around and notices he's watching her. And but she knew it was him because he had dainty hands.
Never trust a man with small hands.
No. Because it always makes his willy look bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and
Jeremy Beadle. Massive Beagle. Cock. Massive cock.
Tiny hands.
But on the other hand.
Oh. Oh. Oh, dear. There we go. Walking straight into the thinly veiled, badly set trap.
So, he's met Anna on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
But then, this is why I think he's... this is like pre-planned, he's watching
her. He's stalking her.
It's 1:30 in the morning, and it's... she's gone back to... she's outside her boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
And they've had an argument. She tries and wakes him up. She's knocking on the door, but he's not answering or he's not in. So she stands outside, like, weighing up her options. And then Peter basically just creeps up behind her.
Bang.
Bang. Ball end of the hammer. First hit. Stop.
Hammer time.
She drops to the deck. But then...
smooth. Flawless.
She drops to the deck, and then he lifts up her skirt and mutilates her genitals.
He's like a slasher chopper, isn't he? Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is one thing with how they connect in a lot of the murders was because he used to go in with the knife, but then what he used to do, he didn't used to pull the knife all the way out. He'd like keep going in different directions.
As if to cut something up inside them.
Inside the same wound.
That's bizarre, isn't it? What a horrible pig. But But anyway.
I was thinking, wasn't it? He was... it's frenzied, isn't it, as well? It's all
but, like, from what I read, and there was an interview with him regarding this attack, and he said that he was certain she was prostitute scum, and that one of the reasons that he attacked her, now this sounds totally made up, but it's not, was he said that she had a funny name, and I asked her if she fancied it, and she didn't. So she had a funny name.
She rejected Peter.
Yeah. Oh,
Peter.
And I think, and with that in mind, you know, you probably would go home and stab them severely in the stomach.
Well, obviously.
Just what you're doing it.
So basically, he's got her the knife and put it in a fangita and slashed it about a lot.
Yeah, it's just not.
Chopped
good.
Her belly up a lot.
Yeah.
Chopped her belly up
it's
a
horrible.
Lot. Nasty little piece of work.
So after Anna, there's then two other attempted
murders.
Well,
just hang on a minute. Let's just talk about how lucky old fucking Beardy is here. Because.
Yes, sorry.
He's bashed a woman in, he's chopping her up with a knife, and then the neighbour comes out.
Oh, yeah. And disturbs
and
him.
And disturbs the
You're
attack.
You're all right,
Is everything all right there?
Not really.
Yeah, gargles.
But he gets away with it because for somehow he sweet talks this neighbour around saying everything's okay and she's just had a bit of an accident.
Probably blended then, into, probably blended into the hedges with
golf
his
stones.
His shitter.
Yeah. So the man says, oh, all right, like, well, I'll leave you to it then. He carries on his way, like Peter sees his ass, runs off.
Him, runs off. Yeah.
And then Anna's found by a passerby who manages to get an ambulance. And she's saved. But, like, it's totally messes
just.
Up
yeah.
her whole life. She's, like, you know.
She'll probably be, like, mentally scarred and physically, obviously, for a long time.
Well, it says that she never. Meets, goes with a man, she spends her whole life alone, just
do you know, that's actually a good point. This is really sad, actually, and not so much towards the humorous side, but it was either her or the next victim. The daughter of the victim, I think, killed herself in later life because she couldn't cope with what happened to her mum, because her mum had so many mental problems after it. Somewhere I read something like that. So obviously, like, it had a really profound effect on them, didn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's not good.
But then,
not good at all.
What does Peter do after he slinks off into the night? He goes home.
What does he do?
Goes home.
Yeah, but he don't give Anna.
Gets in bed next to Sonia. Yeah, all right, love.
Fancy getting a towel out, love.
Then gets up at crack of dawn, goes looking for a job.
It's all right.
Must be out to work at this point.
Yeah, but he's thingy.
He's a grafter, isn't he?
You know, he's not. It's like he has these like manic attacks where he proper goes mental, and then everything just goes back to normal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, to me, I think he gets no pleasure, like, out of it, or the pleasure, it's like a blitz attack, really quick, really frenzied, it's and then back to normal life as quickly as possible.
The thing is, like, just, like, Sonia, like, just winds him up so much, he's like such a nag, like, apparently
it's
like, relentless,
like...
it's relentless, I reckon he just does it. Does he get sexual gratification out of it? I don't think there's any, like...
Well, there's no reports
of, like semen or anything.
Jizz or anything at the scene.
Very...
That's not what the police call
it. We went all official then, didn't we? Semen.
Yeah. Come.
No spunk on chin.
Well, see, he gets it. I think he might be a jaffer because there's never any jizz at the scene. There's never any
And they
blood.
Tried having babies as well and they couldn't.
And there's never any, like... You know, like CSI, they don't find any... at the scene because of his tight curly perm.
Oh, exactly.
His light never falls out.
Or if it does, it just looks like a pube.
There's no jizz, there's no bloody blood, there's nothing. No, I don't know how he gets away with it.
He is the perfect crime, really, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a bit sort of like other killers that we've looked at in the past. They're like,
do you think he just releases that pent up?
I think
every
so.
Woman that he attacks, he's attacking. Sonia.
Yeah, and
everyone.
As well, I think he sees them as prostitute scum because do you remember when he was robbed by that prostitute in the pub who robbed him of a fiver?
Another and contributing
he, and he couldn't get it up. So and like he was saying about and like a couple of other women I've looked out into, you know, it's like I was sure they were a prostitute, even though they were just a bird in the pub having a drink with a mate.
Yeah.
Oh. He's a very unhappy boy.
So he's tried and he's failed.
He's failed, so he has to try first again. Kill.
Well, he's failed twice now, hasn't he? Yeah. Because floppy sock.
Well, that were a given.
Yeah, so he has to try again. And a month later...
Only a month later. Who does he come across?
Olive Smelt.
He's out... Of? Olive what?
Halifax.
Smelt, Olive Smelt of.
All right.
Probably fish.
Yeah. Fish and jizz.
Oil.
He's out in Halifax with his mate, Trevor.
Wee, Trev, what's on the piss, now? On the piss. Me and Trev, on the piss. We're getting hammered.
Hey, Trevor Birdsall.
Probably, they drove up in minivan.
Yeah, this is a bit weird, this one.
Yeah, it is odd.
Because they're in minivan again, aren't they?
They love that minivan, don't they? I bet they head up to all sorts of tomfoolery.
Like, it's like what Shaggy and...
the mystery mission.
Yeah, but it's what they used to get up to. You know, when they weren't filming. Shaggy and Fred.
They used to go out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cruising the red light district. Fuck Wilma.
I said, no, it's not Wilma. It's not a Flintstone. Oh,
Daphne.
Thelma, yeah.
Thelma and Daphne. Yeah, bloody old Wilma. I'm sure Wilma's a victim, actually. Wilma McCann.
I know, yeah. Are all these victims based on cartoon characters?
Do you know what strikes me as really odd?
Olive oil.
Trevor... No, I nearly said Trevor Smelt then. I don't know who he is. Trevor and Pete go out in this little minivan. And then every now and again, Pete just runs out and goes disappears for half an hour.
Yeah.
And like,
comes
does
back
Trevor,
with a bloody
does,
hammer.
Yeah, does Trevor not think, wonder what went on there? Yeah, what's he doing?
You'd think, though, like, all the mugshots were coming out when he started getting into really getting into the routine of killing. Like, all these mugshots were coming out of this... Again, the afro and the beard. You'd have thought that Trevor would have been like...
Fucking hell.
Peter would always disappear with that hammer.
Come back with blood all over his hands.
I think this Trevor Birdsall is fucking... He's weighing. I mean, I don't know if he ever
got charged
or anything as like a kind of complex.
Because
even like this next attack on Olive, he's like, how can he not know what's going on?
I know, it's just a bit silly.
Well, go on, tell us what happens.
Yeah, so Olive Smelt finished work on a Friday night. She goes for some Bevlars. Yeah. She goes to Halifax. She goes
walking that road, and then Olive Smelt a fish.
And she's, you know, it's not, she's not, like he always says, it's prostitute. She's not. She's a married mother of two. Husband's at home, minding the kids.
So,
what's she do for a living?
But apparently she's a bit loose because she goes out drinking.
Whistling in the wind.
Like I was last week, or the other hole.
Possibly the other hole, but maybe both. We just don't know. Because she did smell,
didn't
she?
She's a bit loose, is she?
Yeah.
She's an office cleaner.
Yeah, that's it. She's an office cleaner. Good pals were Henry the Hoover.
I wonder how many cleaners have been good pals with Henry the Hoover all the years.
Umpteen, no doubt. Yeah, so she's out on a Friday like you do. You know, we all like a drink on a Friday night. She goes to the Royal Oak in Halifax, where Peter and Trev coincidentally having a pint as well.
Bit of mild. Yeah. Bit of mild, please, lass.
And I think that... Pete's like being really... I'm calling him Pete as if I know him. Yeah. Happy. He's sat having a pint, but he gets really paranoid, according to an account from Trevor, saying that every time he sees Olive appear, either coming from the bar or from the loo, he's like saying, I bet she's on the game. And he even makes a comment at her, but she swiftly like knocks him down and like tells him to fuck off, basically. You're wrong.
Do one, beardy.
Yeah.
So there's something about our Olive that he don't like.
Yeah, and like you said, I don't think she were that... unkempt looking.
She looks a bit like a skeleton.
She just looks like people looked in olden days. Yeah, everyone in olden days looked a bit weird and
backward.
Haggard.
Potentially inbred.
Yeah. So she finishes off and she just sets off walking home.
Yeah, she goes looking for a chippy tea. And to take home to her husband, and she's got kids as well, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Wrapped in newspaper.
Yeah. Loads of vinegar, please, love.
Soft finger.
and at this point she's like staggering on with chips flying everywhere. and then there's
some for husband nurse in a corn.
And then Pete pulls up in his...
And she, follows her down the alley, and you know what he says to her, Peter? He says...
Wow.
Go on.
Before hammer time, he says, oh, the weather's letting us down, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that some sort of encoded cryptic message? And then he smashes her in with a beanball hammer.
A beanball?
Beanball.
Oh, I thought he said a beanball.
It's like an engineer's hammer. You know?
But again, he fails, doesn't he?
Yeah, and slashed her with a knife, but he slashes her just above her buttocks, and he claimed...
Buttocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, gone back door.
Yeah.
Down the brow.
Yeah, and then I wrote here as well, like, he scratched the buttocks with a piece of hacksaw. But how did Trevor not think it was suspicious?
With the other hammer, an hacksaw.
Yeah, and then he comes back, like, hands full of, like, garage... like regalia.
I'm just nipping down this back alley, Trevor, and gets his like joiner's belt and clips it on.
Do you reckon he did these murders with his like?
Yeah, he had a joiner's belt.
Like a utility belt, like a Batman's utility belt.
Stanley knife.
Steel toe caps.
Dagger.
I'd say hard hat, but his hair's probably protection.
Hacksaw, apparently.
Yeah, hacksaw. Scratched a bum with some. Hacksaw.
But he was disturbed again, wasn't he? By it. So again, he's gone for his second kill. Again, he was disturbed. Yeah. Disturbed by a car coming in the opposite direction with its headlights on. And again, Peter fled the scene.
I know. But he just goes back to the van. I mean, surely he must have some... There must be some blood on him or something.
Yeah, like out of breath at least. Like,
where's that bit, Pete?
Yeah, you'd think he was massively out of breath and... And he comes back with a wild stare in his eye and blood on his hands.
Yeah, he must looking a bit manic, a bit pumped up and that.
Her a bit out of place, because, you know, he's been running.
Pete, you froze. You froze slightly out. I've never seen you so unkempt.
What's going on?
Yeah. But then he just gets in the van and they drive home and that's what they do.
And he goes home and he contemplates his next victory.
Well, then it's just after this where he manages to get his gets himself a job then as a lorry driver, I think. Driving for Clark's Transport, delivering.
Is it long distance?
Well, it's haulage, so now he's got the perfect cover because he can be out the house, he's driving, can get home late at night, no one's asking any questions.
Yeah, my granddad was a long distance lorry driver in the 70s, and he got stopped by the police. It wasn't Peter Sutcliffe.
Is that why you keep calling him Pete?
No, he's actually my granddad's called Peter as well. But and they searched his lorry, and like apparently it was a routine check because they were asked. Oh well, they asked him questions, saying, "Do you know? Have you seen this man with a tight curly afro and beard at the toilet roll factory?" And he said he didn't. I don't know where.
So next one.
He attacks the 14-year-old girl in between Olive and the next. Or is there someone before?
No. He goes straight on to Tracy Brown. Brown with an E.
Tracy Brown on 27th of August 1975.
No, Tracy's only 14.
Yeah, she's just a little
She's only
kid.
A wee barn.
And I think he follows her, doesn't he, down along the country lane for a while.
Yeah.
But again...
She survives. I'm quite glad, really.
It's another passing car that saves her.
Ah, right.
He's got a fear of cars. Fuck! A car! Run away!
I think he needs to find some like more secluded areas.
I agree.
He's learning, isn't he? He's learning his trade.
He can't get any more secluded than a country lane, though.
True.
Unless he were in a big forest.
But apparently... this is when the heat, I think, really turns up on Peter because there's a lot more media attention because it's a 14-year-old girl, isn't it? And obviously he would have finished the job if there hadn't been another passing car.
Yeah.
But there's like this one gets a lot of media attention and like the investigator comes in who eventually takes over the Ripper investigation. But I think she actually gives a quite well detailed description of him. When she was recovered, she said of her attacker, he was described as having a moustache and beard, staring eyes and a thin face. Her description of the attacker was confirmed by a witness who came forward to provide a photo fit of a dark-haired, bearded man. So, you know, you'd have thought Peter Have a shave, lad.
Exactly.
I think he's very confident in his look.
Very confident.
But he's never changed. He still hasn't changed his look now.
No, he's just put a few pounds on, hasn't he?
He's just a bit of a biffer now. But he was confident in his beard and hair.
But it's like this in 1975. I mean, he really goes for it, doesn't he? Because he does July, August, two in August.
Yeah.
And then he waits for a bit, but October the 30th, 1975, Wilma McCann.
Yeah.
63 days after the last attack. And finally, his first murder.
His first murder.
Murder!
She looks horrible. I think she looks...
She looks a bit like Marin.
I was just going to say that. She does. Mm. She's got a look of her.
She's Scottish.
That's why we said she's done a murder.
A murder.
A murder.
A murder. 28 years old.
Yeah.
Mother
early
of four.
Hours of the morning. Mother of four?
Mother of four.
She's only 28.
A mother of four. For, yeah, she's been a busy girl, as are Wilma.
Whistling in the wind.
Yeah. Mother of four from Chapeltown.
Oldest age 9.
Yeah, so she was. Yeah, she had her first baby at 20, at 19. Is that no? That's completely. Is that wrong?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Legal.
Legal.
Yeah, and I don't know. From what I've read, she's a bit of a flake. Is our Wilma? Because she left a 9-year-old child in charge of the rest of the children while she headed out to the pubs and clubs in Chapeltown. You know,
not the best mother skills.
Yeah. So. I feel like she's a bit of a flake. So, like, maybe that's what gave Peter the impression she was a prostitute.
Well, I think the reason Peter manages to do the deed on this one is because he picks her up in his lime green Ford Capri.
Well, she was thinking. She was
GT, may I add, GT.
She was trying to reach Ike home, weren't she, after she'd been in the pub?
Yeah.
And he picks her up. This time, he manages to... finds her a little bit more secluded, where he won't be interrupted by those
any other passing vehicles.
Passing cars. His nemesis, the passing car.
Yeah, so it's quite funny, actually, because it kind of consolidates his aggression towards women, something that she says. Because they're driving along, you know, looking out for a secluded field. And she asked him if he wanted business. And with that, he said, what do you mean? And her last words were apparently, bloody hell, do I spell it out for you?
Not to Peter.
Probably because there were no towels knocking about.
What's all these women like? Just, I don't know. Because she's only going home from pub.
She was K-like, though. She was like heavily intoxicated. No, I know,
and it's like mid-70s, and they're not affluent areas that he's targeting. They're
fancy
all...
a shag, because you're a father.
Yeah, I think it's a case of like... a bit like Rita Sue and Bob too.
Times are hard.
Shagging in
cars. We're having a gangbang. We're having a gangbang against the wall.
It's like them times though, innit? That's the impression I get from Peter Sutcliffe's times.
So like, they get to Prince Philip Plainfield, is that right?
Yeah.
I'll go with you on that one.
It's about 100 miles from home. And
100 miles?
From her?
Sorry, 100 yards.
I'm going to say, fuck me, where did she go for a night out?
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get on with it, she said. It'll cost you a fiver. Fiver? Ah, I'll have it, lass. apparently he was expecting it to be a little bit more romantic. He felt that he needed to be more aroused. Apparently the intercourse happening in like just split seconds wasn't what Peter was after. But you thought he'd be well in tune with the ways the ways of the whores.
He didn't find it very gratifying, did he?
No.
So apparently he suggested that they go on the grass. So she stormed off up the hill, put a coat down, which I imagine kind of triggered. Yeah.
That's a signal, get your cock up.
All in his mind, he could just see the rolling out of the towel.
Yeah.
He felt the hammer in his hand and that was it.
Boom.
Images of the gas fire flickering on and off. In a head.
Peter.
Where is my goulash?
Peter. Fucking Peter. I bet he said it out loud as he was doing it. Peter. Shut up, you bitch. Peter.
Boom.
But fucking fire on.
Stabs her 14 times.
14?
14 times yeah. He stabs the poor girl.
Yeah. That's one of his more...
traces of semen were found.
Traces of semen were found.
Traces of semen were found on the back of her underwear.
Oh, see. Oh. There we go. My research.
So he's either killed her and bobbed her over, then, you know.
Yeah.
Expressed himself on her knickknacks.
Expressed.
Or, you know, did they actually, they didn't have sex, did they?
I don't know. I thought
they did have sex, but did he, I thought he couldn't get it up. Or could he get it up?
He was struggling at first, he expected it to be a bit more romantic. I don't know what he was expecting.
Three-course dinner in the back of a Caprina.
Yeah. Bloke come out with Viola behind a tree, I don't know.
Candle-lit dinner.
Yeah. Maybe Barry White should have made an appearance.
No, yeah. Piano appears at the side.
You're not really going to have like a very romantic time with a heavily intoxicated person, are you?
I wonder if she had Chippy as well. Chucking Chippy.
a bit of gravy stains down the front of her blouse.
That won't come, officer. It was gravy.
Well, this is the first proper kill, isn't it?
Yeah. Boom, you're dead.
Now we see what where he's going with it, because he pauses the body.
Where no, he doesn't.
He's never got far enough. He lifts up a top to explore her breasts.
Oh right, yeah, he does.
Explore.
Strawberry blonde hair. Which
strawberry blonde.
Stupidity.
Straw belly.
Strawberry blonde.
Although he does, he lifts up a bra to expose her breasts, her bosoms,
her breasticles,
chips,
her love mounds,
whoppadoobers,
norks,
her paps,
norks,
paps. Yeah. Never in my life have I heard tits referred to as paps.
Yeah,
get paps out, lads.
I thought pap was another word for shit.
No, paps is boobs.
Get paps out, love. I'm not taking a shit in middle of the street.
That's probably something I would say.
Oh no, so they've exposed a generation gap.
So he doesn't pause the body.
Greatly.
Yeah, but he does.
Just lifts the top up.
He lifts the top. He whacks paps out.
Does she have good tits or? Because there must have been a reason.
There's no real imagery.
They were probably like them olden days pointy tits that everyone has.
I thought, yeah.
All ladies have the same shaped pointy tits like, in olden days.
It's like...
With large nipples.
Yeah, just like that. Pointy tits.
Is that just the evolution that we've developed?
We're just a generation of fat bastards and our tits are at our knees.
They're all different, but in olden days, they were all like pointed and straight out.
Mm.
Might be bras, they're made differently.
Maybe it was the bras.
It's
all in the bra.
So there it is, Peter's first kill. Wilma McCann.
And it's really sad because she left behind four kids.
Yeah, well, they're all really sad, aren't they? But
four kids, though.
He didn't give a shit, Peter. He just went home. Ready for the next one.
Do, 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 do.
Next one being? Well...
Emily Jackson.
He waits a little bit now, and I think that
Well, it's probably the shock and the...
Well, he's tried consistently to get his kill, as now he's got it.
He might feel a bit satisfied, he might be a bit shocked at his own behaviour having finally succeeded with it.
Yeah.
So it probably, that's why there's a bit of a lull into the next one. But the next one is coming, and it's Emily Jackson.
I think, is this girl a prostitute?
Yes.
Yes, because, yeah, she'd been using the family van to exchange sexual favours.
But it's a thingy where he goes nuts on her. And maybe, I think it's like it's a bottle thing. It's like he needs to build up the bottle to do it. And then when he finally does, it's like, because he's done it once, he really feels empowered that he can do it again.
Yeah. But I think that he meets Emily Jackson. And now this is when the first, whispers of a serial killer start being... Because again, you got Thamara out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and the stab wounds are consistent because he does that, like we said before, he does that.
The weird stab
single
thing.
And then.
Jabby, jab, jab.
Jab, jab, jabby, jab.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, it's.
But it's Emma,
it's his trademark, yeah.
Emily is desperately unlucky because she's married with kids and her and her husband have like a small business. And it's going to shit really because it's a bad time in the economy in the mid-70s.
Thatcher years, and they hated her in Yorkshire, didn't they?
Because like there's like 3 day weeks, coal miners striking, no one's got any money.
Inflation's
at 15%. So as a last resort, her and her husband make a decision. Now, if you ask me, her husband's a cunt for this. But they come to the decision that the only way they can survive is if she becomes a prostitute.
The parents came to that democratic decision that her own daughter should be a prostitute.
No, her and her husband.
Oh, right. I thought you meant her mum and dad.
They didn't like, no, they didn't. Pimping out the kids.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell.
See, times have changed. I mean, as a first resort these days, if you can just go on like a webcam.
Yeah.
Paid like a couple of quid for it.
Yeah. Just get your tits out while you're eating a Mars bar.
Yeah.
Back then you had to just shag
just
someone in your van.
Just like go
and hang around on a street corner.
David Beckett van. What are you having, love? Whatever you want, a father.
Do you know on like Gumtree, there's some bizarre. You know you can look for work on Gumtree.
Yeah.
And there's people advertising, and I've read some weird ones on there. Like look like seeking female that is willing to eat McDonald's from my stomach. Like I'm not joking. Like I want seeking female to walk on me. Like really weird stuff. Like this is on Gumtree.
That reminds me of our holiday, Chris. When
a seemingly family friend, like a friend.
You put donuts on your cock. You could only fit one on. He's not got a big penis.
Oh,
but Emily, she uses a company van to service clients usually, so she feels quite safe. I think you know she's doing this prostituting, but she's doing it inside
in the comfort of her own van.
In the roofing company van.
Yeah, what was it? A roofing company.
Yeah.
Camel
bed. On the roof.
So she's got like a little mattress, bedside table, lamp. You know, tea's made.
Yeah. Red lights.
Yeah, a little like
red
vacant or no vacant. But she makes a terrible, terrible decision.
Roll the lead as a pillow.
Yeah, she gets into Peter's car.
Oh no.
Instead of making Peter
get in the van.
Get in the van.
Literally.
She's in his territory.
Yeah.
Oh dearie me.
And what happens to Emily then?
She gets stabbed 51 times.
He fucks her up with a screwdriver. So yeah. Like, I don't know where he takes her because my facts are poor. But they drive off and he takes her to a secluded location.
Yeah, goes to some derelict land away from the main road because, as we've learned,
he's got
cars.
Yeah, there's always that issue.
He later claimed that she had overpowering cheap perfume and that caused him to hate her even more. And though he didn't know her, Sutcliffe decided to pretend the car wouldn't start. And she offered to help by holding a lighter while he looked under the bonnet of the engine. Not a good idea.
No. Yeah.
And then she did so. He took a couple of steps back,
bang,
hit her twice with an hammer. She crumbled to the road, and then Sutcliffe grabbed her body, dragged it to a yard, and then pushed up her sweater, cardigan and bra, pulled down her pants, and then took the cross-ply Phillips screwdriver and, seething with hate from her, he viciously stabbed her a total of 52 times.
That's disgraceful. And also, he stamped on her thigh, leaving behind an impression of his boot.
No, this is his first
mistake.
His first mistake, but it's an early on mistake, which, you know, later we find out about the incompetence of the police.
Yeah.
But this is like his second murder and he's left a vital clue because he's only got little size 7 booties.
Yeah, they do.
Matching his dainty little hands.
And he's stumpy little penis.
The police are incredibly incompetent throughout the whole investigation, but thankfully they do manage to spot the boot print.
Oh god!
And then they make a copy of it. So then that's the first clue they've got to trapping the Ripper. It's a size 7 boot.
There can't be that many men with tight knit afros, little beards, tiny little hands, and little 7 booties.
But, I mean, I suppose the thing to say is like they don't put
all these little hands,
different...
little feet, and like this massive identifiable head. It's like a fucking nodding dog.
They don't join up all these attacks, though, because the thing is, they're like, everything in the 70s is decentralised. So you've got like Halifax police have got a case, Keighley police have got a case, Leeds police have got a case, and no one joins the dots. And that's why,
because
he travels round, it gives him. Whereas nowadays, it'd all be like on one, like a spreadsheet.
Yeah, on a database.
Excel, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's technical.
Well, I think that's it. Once they did start stringing them together, I mean, I looked into like how they covered the case and how they were then identifying different people. And it was all on, what they called, like on a card system. You know what you used to have back in the day? Like a card, what they called?
Index cards.
Index cards, yeah. And apparently like there was just thousands and thousands and thousands of index cards.
Bad times.
There was that much paperwork on the Ripper case in the office. They had to reinforce the floor.
Yeah.
Because it was going to collapse
bloody
in the police
hell.
Station.
Mm-hmm.
Tons and tons.
But
just too
Amazon.
Much.
I
they reckon that
know.
This index card system fucking cost them years in finding it. Because it was so inefficient that no one, again, could join up the fact. But they had all these photo fits and they were all in different places and no one knew. Because it's quite a distinctive look. I know we've mentioned the afro and beard combo. Although maybe it was quite common in the 70s. Maybe it's like fucking hipsters now. Every cunt's got a beard.
It is. It's
hello,
quite...
hipster fans.
It's like the porn star looking it in the 70s. Like
yeah.
a bit
well,
of a
the
tash.
70s were the last time I think that the beard really did.
Tash.
Apart from the early 90s goatee beard.
Yes. Yeah, the goatee did take...
The goatee had a bit of a
do. The goatee's never really made another appearance throughout time, I don't think.
That's because they're terrible, aren't they?
Yeah,
really?
Because they make me feel sick.
Do you know what needs to come back? Big jids.
Big sidey.
Oh, yeah.
Big sidey jids.
Oh, big lamb chops.
That's what we need.
Proper farmer.
Proper big jids.
Yeah. That would be
I'll
good.
I'll grow some for you, Chris. Then you can twizzle them when we're in bed together. Oop.
Or from behind, you could like hold them like handlebars.
Oh, yeah. When you're up to no good.
But Peter, it's taking its toll on him, all this sexual attacks and murders.
All this amateur.
He can't get up for work. He's bloody knackered in the morning. All these late night cruises.
Yeah.
Gets sacked from his job.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh,
loses
Pop.
His job. Tired
Pop
little
pizza.
Baby.
Oh, pizza.
Pizza.
Man, that went down well with Sonia,
I was
didn't
just going to say,
Sonia
will be going bloody sick. Do you know what we've not mentioned that I think is important? That Sonia ended up having an affair with an Italian man.
Did she?
Yeah.
You bloody foreigners.
Yeah, and I think that...
I blame the European Union.
I think that was in 1970. Bloody EU. Thatcher. And that was in 1973. She had an affair with an Italian man that had a sports car. And like I think again, because she was so shy, or apparently shy, and withdrawn... He thought, how could that?
Yeah. How come I have to have sex with a towel lady and then she's out?
Shagging an Italian
stallion. Shagging an Italian stallion.
What do Italian sound like?
All right, you want to
an Italian. Italian.
Oh, you want to have sex with me?
Come on, you're the man of 1,000 voices.
I'm struggling.
Come on, you just sound like the Transylvanian.
Hey, you want the pizza? You want to have a taxa? It's Sonia, get in my sports car. I show you good time.
There we go. Excellent.
Yeah.
He was an Italian stallion and she paid him with 2 sugar cubes.
He probably had a big cock. Maybe.
Probably.
Because, like, Why is she not shagging Peter? Good.
She'll take a beach tan. No,
put it down like Germans do.
Big massive balls.
Beach balls. I'm here all week.
So where were we now? Like, we're still only 1976.
Yeah.
It's such a small space of time that these murders occur, isn't it?
Yeah.
There could even be more.
So he has another attack in 1976 in May. But
9th of May.
Not Marcella so good this one. Not so good, Peter.
Again, he slips up with this one.
Round Hay Park, this occurred.
She looks like
what does she?
Michael Essien.
Can you show me? Can you show me that?
Show the football.
You know, she looks like a bulldog chewing a wasp. Jesus Christ. You know, if I were Peter, I would have done a runner as soon as I clapped eyes on that. Head like a bread pig. Well, like an head butt.
Again, I'll tell you what.
I bet she was in the lower price range of costumes.
Well, I was just about to say it again.
Fucking hell. Apparently
£5 was exchanged, so you know, across the board, no matter what, looker or not,
£5.
I think this just proved that nobody was safe.
Yeah.
Pie,
you know.
A pie when you're hungry.
A few years ago, I'd made a trip from London up to Bolton.
Oh yeah,
and my brother had my brother was renting a flat in like a bit of a red light area, shall we say. And I got the bus and I was walking to his flat and it was like about 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And like all the professional ladies were out and they're like propositioning you. And you look at them and you think, fucking, oh God, you'd have to be like
very, very,
very
drunk.
Desperate or very drunk, because the personal hygiene, like, they don't even brush their hair.
Aww.
You know, they don't look nice.
Let alone they've only got 3 teeth, not brush the bloody hair.
3 teeth. Ugh, greasy.
You know, it's not like on telly when, you know, like, it makes it look all fancy and sexy.
Band of gold.
Fucking horrible.
It's horrible, isn't it? Wow. Do you remember Shifnal Street? That used to be a hotspot in London.
Yeah. Although, at least in Amsterdam, like, you get your...
Now,
you get your level
Amsterdam, that's the way to go.
You get your level of clientele, your level of produce.
am I right in thinking they've got wheelchair-bound prostitutes in Amsterdam?
Oh, they've got something for every taste.
It's a little equal opportunity.
And Marcella fitting.
Tesco Express, they've got everything.
They know what to do.
Do that self-checkout?
They have the main aisle. Which has got all your the fruits of the trade, and then as you get further and further away, you get into your special interests, should we say, fat birds, old birds, wheelchair bound birds. Now you'd imagine that they'd do all right because,
well, of course they do.
If they're not feeling out from the neck down, they could go all night, couldn't they?
Do you know, a boring fact for you, that prostitutes in Holland now can get mortgages. You can't get... Can you imagine going to a bank, just come off shift and all? Being free tea.
Occupation.
Oh, I'm fucking okay.
I'm game.
I beg your pardon.
I'm a brass love.
Yeah, I'm a prostitute.
Bit of brass.
Right, and annual earnings.
Yeah, well.
Variable.
Three this morning.
Depends how many blowies I can do in an hour.
It's so mental. But in Holland, you can be a prostitute.
They're dead clean though, aren't they, apparently? They
oh, yeah.
STIs,
well, the ones I've seen.
You have to rinse the old fella. You have to rinse the old fella before you go in.
Yeah,
they're right. They're really clean.
Still doesn't get away from that old fact, though, is it? I've had more pricks than a second-hand pin cushion.
I bet the fannies are awful.
More porks than a...
Porky thing.
Fireplace.
More porks than a Facebook page.
Yeah. That'll do.
There we go. Marcella.
No, anyway.
Yeah, she's not blessed. She's not a looker.
I feel bad now.
She's not a looker, Marcella.
No, it's a shame, but...
Still going, Marcella.
Yeah,
she's done with Anna.
She liked it.
Survivor.
Well, to be fair, she was twatted by Peter Suckling with an hammer. Now, this is This is interesting about this one, because I don't think Peter intend... Well, did he intend to kill her? Because he twats her twice with her, adds a wank over her, and chucks her a fiver.
Yeah.
So, it's all right. General,
don't call the police.
Going raids a fiver for a shag.
Yeah.
So he still gives her a fiver. Yeah. Mind you, I suppose he has twatted her with an hammer.
It's quite a thing, you know. It's,
exactly.
It's, he I don't know, he's usually quite like frenzied, stabbing and all that.
Yeah.
But he's like, he bashed her over the head and then stands and wanks over it. It's a bit weird, this one. It's a bit more like a power, like a master and submissive type thing.
Yeah. As if he had a wank.
But she manages to, I think she walks right across the park, like half a mile or so. Manages to get to a phone box with like a skull's like cracked up.
Yeah. Christ.
Blood everywhere, and she manages to phone me.
Imagine though.
That ambulance. Thick fucking skull did save the life.
Exactly.
Plenty milk.
Oh, we hope you're alright, Marcella.
But now Peter's back in work though after this. He's got another lorry driving job.
Who's he working for now?
The one that I said before.
Eddie Stormart.
Clark's Transport. I'm not very good, am I?
Clark's Transport. Listening to the
after Irene, he does. I mean, after Marcella, he does. He waits nearly half a year until February 1977.
Yeah.
Well, more than that, nearly a full year. Actually.
Yeah, he's had. There's been a bit of a plateau. Bit of a plateau between his last murder and this one. Well, I'll say a murder attack.
Now, Irene is a professional.
Irene's a proper 70s name.
Irene, yeah.
She is. Irene getting out of here?
A professional lady.
She's a professional lady of the night?
Yes. And she knows, like most professional ladies know now, that they're at risk. They're very worried. They're carrying tools with them, you know.
But he does her... almost exact same spot that he does Marcella.
Yeah.
In the same part.
Well, he's playing with fire then.
Mm, so, you know, he knows that there's a watch out for him now. And she, and Marcella gives a description of him as well, doesn't she? But she can't identify the car. She gives a wrong description.
Yeah, and that throws him off a bit.
Yeah.
She was pissed though, weren't she? All her judgment was skewed.
Yeah, no.
Bless her.
Irene's obviously not had the best life, and she's, her kids are in foster care, she's fucking skint, she's gonna lose her home, you know, she's got nothing.
She's another one with an impressive bonce though, just looking at a snap of her now, bloody forehead's like a Maris Piper bloody potato. Honest to God.
She has got a big fod.
I think Oriel's got a forehead fetish.
No, evidently.
Fod on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of scenario again.
Can I rub your fod?
We get into this same loop with these killings where, with all the serial killers that we look at, where it's, he picks up a woman, she's been on the piss. Fancy her.
She's on the game, this one. She's
proper. But she's been on the piss as well.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look into the details of it, because this time
she probably has been on the
piss. He proper like he hits her head so hard with his pinball hammer that he smashes her through a skull.
Through a skull?
And into her brain with the hammer. That's how hard he's hit her this time.
That's all.
So his rage is getting more intense. And then he stabs her and disembowels her. Almost, you know, like, he's gone so mental.
He's really going for it this time.
He's gone in for the kill.
He stabs her in the throat. He stabs
no
half
measures.
Neck. He stabs her all across the stomach.
Yeah.
I think this is Irene the one where he does the first real arrangement.
I think so. Yeah.
So like he takes the boots off.
Yeah.
And then he spreads the legs open.
Yeah.
So
he places the boots over a calf, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then so when the whoever discovers the body.
He covered her legs with a coat.
You can
John
see
Bolton
like
discovered her. He was out jogging.
A kipper's wide open.
Yeah. Ugh, kipper.
But apparently he rearranged, like, the footprints in the grass around the body indicated that he'd rearranged the body,
yeah, three or four times. Yeah. He was so, really trying to get it.
You know, he had a, you could almost imagine him with his, you know, like the, like a director. Yeah, yeah, like a director with his fingers in a box. Like, just looking, standing back and looking, no. Oh, no, darling. You've got it all wrong.
I need more labia. Give me more labia.
Don't say that low word around me.
But he fucks up again.
And he the contents of a bag,
he does. He puts it out, doesn't he?
But yeah, he fucks up again.
Yeah, at least tire tracks this time.
Yeah. It left an enormous list of possible suspect vehicles.
But I think as well, it says that after this attack, this is where he gets the nickname, the Yorkshire Ripper.
Yeah.
Because it's such a bloody violent...
Yeah, it's got to... Again, it captures the attention of the media and everything. It's really stepping up in it.
There's no nipping out at minivan this time. No. Nipping back to Trevor. You know, he must have been caked in blood.
Yeah, it's like a massive operation.
Makes me wonder, where is he going for a wash afterwards?
Yeah,
because can you imagine him nipping in... Turns tap on, fucking Sonia will be on him. What are you doing turning that tap on?
You blew up blood all over the whole bloody house again.
What are you doing? Wasting water. Wasting it. We can't afford that. So where is he getting himself cleaned up?
Well, yeah. He must have a spare set of rags in there.
Trevor's. Might be Trevor's gaff.
He might have a secret, you know, like a little place where he goes and gets washed
little
up.
River, little river, maybe. The little river in Roundhay Park might just go for a rollabout in that.
Quick rinse.
Yeah, and then nip home and...
Yeah, but this is
so
it
we're on
now.
Victim number three now, aren't we?
That was victim number three.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. So that was victim number three.
He's now officially the Ripper.
Yeah, he's officially a serial killer.
Yeah.
Even though he's tried.
But it soon dies down, the media frenzy, because...
Well, again, it's that.
It's prostitute killer, so it's not really in the public interest, so we won't cover it that much.
Doing a service.
Mm.
Getting rid of riffraff.
The riffraff.
And then only, what, 2 months later, yeah, he goes straight on. April the 23rd, 1977, Patricia Atkinson.
Yeah, Tina for sure.
Tina for sure.
Yeah, 13 children.
Christ.
Fuck off.
No, I'm lying. She didn't really have 13
children. All right.
She liked a drink.
She liked a bevy.
Oh, she's got three. I think she's three kids. She likes a drink. And she's a professional again.
Yeah,
but she's got a flat.
No, but this is the first. This is the first one away from the usual because it's the first one, possibly the only one, but the first one that he kills indoors.
Yeah, I said she's got a flat. She's
She's got
herself set up there. She's got an indoor business.
I'm not messing about on grass. I've got a bloody bed upstairs. I can't get in back of that capri. It's tiny.
She sounds like the type of prostitute who would brush her hair.
Yeah. Well, looking at pictures, she looks a bit more nice.
Peter at wash old fella.
How big's a thread?
It's covered by a fringe.
Covered with a fringe.
So we don't know.
So it could potentially be massive.
Yeah, yeah. It's got potential to go right back. But I think...
I don't know. She looks a bit miserable.
She's snarling, isn't she? But she's wearing pearls.
I bet it's not only pearl necklace she had that night.
So she's a classy... Yeah, she's a classy bird, of course.
She lives in Bradford.
Yeah, oh, well, she can't be
so he's travelling around, you see, still. That's keeping the police like off his track.
I feel like Bradford's like his spiritual home, where it all kind of like proliferated his murdering ways.
Yeah.
Bastard.
No, he's back to his roots.
Yeah, well, he does a fucking good job on Tina.
Oh, he does a really...
He fucking bashes her head into a pulp. He, like, proper, like... When the pathologist... was doing the autopsy, he said, like, I touched her head and it was like, these aren't his exact words. This isn't a direct quote. I touched her head and it was like, you know, like a massage stress ball.
Oh.
You know, it was that soft. He smashed it in. He fucks up though.
He leaves another boot print.
He does. But well,
another little Danny boot.
What he does is he smashes her head in proper back.
Just imagine his little feet tapping away in the blood splatter.
Is he not a dwarf?
Little tiny hands and his little size 7 booties.
He could pass off as one of the seven dwarfs with his shitter.
I reckon he has.
That's why he got away, didn't he? Did you hear something then? Oh, there's something going on next door. No, it's just a pitter pie. It's a pat of tiny little children's feet. Let them be. Let them be.
Yeah.
Kids will be kids.
Stabs her up with a chisel this time.
What, a chisel?
Oh, yeah. God.
But he only stabs her six times, but I think that's because he's probably that fucked after smashing her skull in.
Oh.
So he stabs her six times, but yeah, he leaves a boot print that matches.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
The first ever boot print.
So the same boots?
Well, same size.
Same brand.
Same size. He's not had the same fucking boots since 1975 to 1970, whatever we are.
I've had these boots for 20 years. Seven new soles, three new laces.
Whatever, the size matches, and that's good enough.
Little seven booties.
Yeah.
And again, son, the pace is picking up, but it's not until the next kill that the media frenzy really begins. Because the next one isn't a prostitute. The next one is Jim McDonald, 16-year-old. And just I must say, my father fittest one of all. She's a bit of a looker in general. She's only 16.
Jane McDonald.
She's very pretty. That's what I'm saying.
She's the youngest murder victim.
Yeah.
Jane.
Although he did try on the 14-year-old earlier, didn't he?
Well, as you can hear by the sentence where I said the youngest murder victim, that I made that quite clear.
I've just tried looking for Jane McDonald on the net and it came up with...
You got that horrible stinking woman, didn't you?
I got that fat slag from Loose Women.
Yeah, so I'm...
She doesn't look like a fit 16-year-old.
Horrible singing woman.
Yeah.
So I want to take an amateur to her.
So, poor Jane, she's a shop assistant and she missed the bus home.
Oh, error. She took a clip of cars.
So then she tries to get a taxi. Can't get a taxi.
Hello, Lima.
Where are you, love?
London taxis.
Sorry, love.
She has to walk home. So she's walking past a playground and Peter, I don't know what he's doing at this point. I don't know if he's like been lurking in a bush.
He's just got swings.
He's playing on playground.
Roundabout. Slide. You were just on swings. One of them springy animals you were on that time.
I just sat there backwards and forwards.
Going up and down slide.
Yeah. Now this isn't so much of a frenzied attack. This one, it's he bashes her over the head three times, and then he stabs her to death. But I don't think it's on the same level of, you know, like mania, proper blitz. Yeah.
But he stabs her several times in the chest and the back and stuff. But it's not like, what we've experienced. Not like
50
before.
Odd going for it.
And he leaves her in the playground, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And two children find him in the morning, 9:45. But like I said before, this was like then. I mean, this is a 16-year-old girl. She's not a prostitute. The public are really horrified at this point. Yeah. This is like a young, innocent girl. It's not a dirty hooker. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, there's a quote from Peter Sutcliffe's brother, Carl, and he says, like, at this point, he said that their sisters used to walk around with knives in the bag. But little did they know, they were like, the safest people in Yorkshire, because, you know, as much of a nutter Peter was, he was never going to kill his own sisters, was he?
Yeah.
You know.
True story. Yeah.
Yeah, true story.
Tell it again.
I think from what he is confessed, because he confessed to this one in 1981, and I think he said that this was one of the only ones, only being the operative word, that he felt bad about, because her father died of a broken heart.
Yeah, he died
and I feel
about
like
two
that's,
years later, didn't
that's,
he?
Yeah, and he died, and I feel like that's really awful. Like, even that makes me feel really sad. So
even made Peter feel sad.
Yeah, so
he had a heart like a rock.
Yeah.
black eyes to match his black crappier. Yeah.
Like a lump of coal, Peter.
Peter.
Horrid
Peter,
man.
Little horrible twat.
With your little shoes.
You're shitty.
But we've got a survivor next.
Hooray! Hooray! I'm a survivor. I'm on the ring. So yeah, the next one survives.
Yeah, Maureen Long.
Oh, I've seen a video of Maureen Long.
She's a keen dancer.
She's a bopper.
Who are you underlined?
Don't pally. Don't pally on a Friday night. Loves a bucket.
She's not a pally girl. She's a Mecca ballroom girl.
Oh, Mecca. Yeah, I thought Mecca was just where you play bingo.
No, you can dance
the
as well.
Pool, Mecca.
Or you can go there. You can also go on a pilgrimage to Mecca as well.
Oh, can you now?
It's a bit far for a night out, though.
Swing your step. I've seen a video of Pauline, Maureen. she's in hairdressers and she's going, oh, I used to have a wig, me.
Why is she talking like a bird?
I don't know.
That's what she speaks.
She's very, yeah. She's from Bradford. And it was only... But saying he felt bad about Jane... This was only 14 days after Jane that he did Maureen Long. Now, was Maureen a prostitute? Was she? Was Maureen a prostitute?
I don't think she was. Maybe she danced like one.
Oh, although he doesn't go easy on her. He's like, hammers her head in and stabs her to fuck.
Yeah, he like proper...
So again, she's a lucky survivor.
He goes to
she's
town.
A very lucky survivor.
But no, I was disturbed by
a passing car,
a
horse,
a barking dog.
Come make
well,
it ring.
Fucking hell, it's going to ring the police.
What's this?
Barking dog.
Didn't know that dogs could do that.
Yeah, Peter gets a bit of luck again because she identifies him, but identifies the wrong car again.
Oh, bloody
so
hell.
They start looking for somebody else.
Oh.
They're getting so away with it all the time,
what
aren't they?
What can you do?
What can they do?
The police are bungling about. I'm sure they've probably interviewed him by now.
Over 300 police officers working the case amassed 12,500 statements and checked thousands of cars without result.
Right, but let me just say, Maureen throws him off the scent a little bit here.
Oh, right.
Because here's Maureen's description of the attacker. He was white, well-built man, aged 36 to 37, about 6'1", tall, with puffy cheeks, thickish eyebrows, collar-length, wiry blonde hair, with ears what really threw him off the scent, with noticeably large hands. Well then.
No,
that's
a massive
Maureen,
fail.
What are you doing?
Big fail.
Did she have a beer goggles on or was she?
I think she must have had a beer goggles on.
did a wig fall over her eyes or something?
Fuck all, like what happened.
Wiry blonder. What are you doing,
Hey, it might have been Trevor.
Yeah.
We don't know
might
what Trevor. Trevor might have been looming about as well.
Yeah, it could have been his mate.
That actually sounds like the description of Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
Yeah, there we go.
So the theory
is the mystery machine.
The theory has been resurrected.
He was hitting me with an hammer whilst eating an overly large sandwich.
And Scooby Doo barks. The barking dog could be Scooby Doo.
Scooby, shut up! Ready? <Really? laughs> You want a ruby now?
Put that hammer down. He probably doesn't sound anything like my impression of him.
But something spooks Peter now because he goes
Peter
further afield.
Peter's
had a
too, that pesky copper.
She'll laugh at your own jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a bit spooked. He's off to Manchester.
Oh, that'll be nice for him.
Manchester. Yeah.
The Red Rose County.
Oh, no way. What are you doing, Pete? No way! We're having a party!
Yes, we're.
Peter Sutcliffe's going getting eared off his tits.
And again, and we will see in the next episode just how he manages to fucking get away with it and the police manage to fuck it up.
I think
up.
We're really getting to the...
The nitty
gritty. Yeah, get right down to the real nitty gritty of the incompetence of the police and the... I think one of his best mates says... You know, or he was me mate.
Yeah,
just, you know, and still I can't imagine Peter doing that. He was just like a mate.
Yeah.
And he was a really good mate, and he'd do anything for you. And if you were short of a few bob, Peter would be the man to see. I'm not surprised he'd get me all his fives back.
Just give him a handful of fivers.
Hell, I only deal in fives.
But in the next episode, we will learn that a £5
the
was 35er. Part of his downfall.
Ooh.
Yeah, the terrible fiver. Right, there we have it.
There we have it, yes. Very good.
I hope that's
very
enough good, to keep you warm, listeners.
Don't let it ski too much before bed.
Keep the light on. Remember, listeners, don't have nightmares. Like Crime Watch.
Yeah. Although, like, these days, if you were doing a murder with a pinball hammer, you'd probably get found pretty quick, wouldn't you? There's not many about.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Claw hammer.
Size 7.
Claw hammer.
Boots.
I think you'd, well, I reckon nowadays he'd be caught within like a couple.
A month.
Yeah, well, like you say, all.
When he made his size 7 boots these
they
days.
Found exactly.
It's evolution.
Tiny dainty hands. What bloke has dainty hands?
Tiny little hands that he's got.
Baby's hands on a fully grown man's
little baby's hands.
I bet they were clammy.
Yeah. I bet they were clammy.
Clammy hands.
I bet they were. I bet he only had. I wonder if he had four fingers and a thumb. I wonder if he had less than normal.
I don't think so.
No, I just thought I'd add that note on for the sake of it.
Right, we've been the Penny Mortos. This has been Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper. 2.
Hammer time.
I've been Christopher Brown.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Paul.
And it's been lovely. We'll see you very soon. We're going to get the next one out. Quick sticks.
We'll make
Paul's
up for
arse
it.
Is fixed.
It's not all about my arse, although my arse is quite beautiful.
We'll see you later. Over
see
and
you
out.
Later.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be rising for the Penny Mortos.